So the question that we started dealing with is that brachos, as we say them, are recited in a questionable long language. In the one hand, we say Baruch Ata, we're talking to Hashem directly. On the other hand, we say Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sav, we're talking third person. That's the question he addressed. And he says something very tricky. Okay, so he says something very, it's a tricky thing. And basically what he says is that there's two aspects in how we have to relate to Hashem. There's how we relate to Hashem as Hashem himself. And that's basically, we cannot relate to Hashem himself. That's the Ein Sof. That's not within our grasp at all. Okay? And then there's the midos with which he interacts in the world. And all the midos that we use are just describing the way he interacts with the world. And therefore, we're kind of in this quandary. We don't know how to address Hashem. So on the one hand, we say, Baruch Atah. You are Hashem. I can talk to you. You know why? Because you're Melech HaOlam, because you're in the Melech. As far as this world is concerned, you are willing to relate to this world. But Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav, but his Ratzon is really the real Ratzon, which comes from the Ein Sof, and that's where we can't relate to it. So we've talked to him in the third person that his mitzvahs came from him. Now, as we've seen many times, we actually mentioned this even in the Hakdama, in the introduction to the whole Sefer, with the whole concept of chassidus, and then you do too much spirituality, too much, you know, emotion, then you lose on the halacha. Then you go all the way back to the halacha, you lose that emotion. You keep on like, no, this is important. No, this is important. So now that he said, no, you can't talk to Hashem himself. We never describe Hashem himself. When we say Rachum, Chanun, we're not talking about Hashem himself. We're talking about the way he deals with the world, the way he interacts with the world. So now you have to flip back the other way, because now there's a big question, which is, so when you're davening, what are you davening to? You're davening to the Midah with which Hashem relates in this world? But that's not Picursus, because then you're saying that there's another power outside Hashem. So now it's risky, because if you dive into what they call the spheros, if you dive into the midos of Hashem, so then all of a sudden, hold on, who am I diving to? It's a big risk. You know that we say a tefillah. I don't know if the Sfaradim have it in the Slichot, but for Ashkenazim, it's one of the highlights of the Ni'ilah. And we say, Midas harachamim, aleinu hitgalgali. Midas harachamim, aleinu hitgalgali. Belivnei koineich. Yeah, so the Midas harachamim, aleinu hitgalgali. We ask the Midah of Rachamim, can you please come and present yourself to us? So the Chatam Sofer says, you cannot say that tefillah. Out. It's not good to say that tefillah. Because what, you're diving into the Midah of Rachamim as if it's separate from Hashem? Who are you diving to in that tefillah? Midas HaRachamim, Aleinu Hizgalgali, you should, the Midah of Rachamim should pour itself onto us, as if there's an existence of the Midah of Rachamim independent of Hashem. So Chatam Sofer basically does away with that. It's not good. Okay? So, I mean, obviously we say it, you know, the different minhagim. But the point is, it's a risky tefillah. So now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, when it comes into Perek Dalid, when it comes to the fourth chapter, he's going to bounce back a little bit. Okay? Now, I have to say that we're learning this very conceptually. We're not reading it inside every word, how he, these are very detailed things here. It's very hard to like, you know, he's saying it's not too much of this, it's a little more of that. It's exactly in the middle. So we're not giving it full justice, obviously. But basically what he says in the end is, in the beginning of Perek Dalet. So he says like this. I'll say it out outside, and then I'll read a little bit of the inside. So he says, on the one hand, we're not davening to the Midah. On the other hand, you're not davening to Hashem himself. So what are you davening to? So I think basically what he says is, the way I understand it is, you're davening to Hashem, but only because Hashem has a ratzon to relate to this world. So you have you're davening to Hashem as far as his relationship that he has a ratzon to deal with this world is. Okay, so let me give an example, a very, very bad example, but I'm going to give an example. I mean, a very, crude mashal. Okay, let's say you have you're a construction guy and you're trying to build a golf course. Okay, so you're trying to build a golf course. So you need pull with the commissioners of your area to go request from the commissioner a golf course. Okay, now this guy, he's a commissioner. His metzias is not that he's a commissioner, right? He exists on his own also, right? I mean, he's a human being, right? He's a person. Now this guy happens to be on Sunday when he's not working, plays golf. He likes golf, right? Okay. So you have two potential ways how to address him. When you want to come and get him to agree to try to allow you to build this golf course in his municipality, you could either say, hey, you love golf, so let's build a golf course. But then you're addressing him in his own house. You're addressing him outside. Who cares that he likes golf? I mean, that's totally irrelevant to the issue here. As a matter of fact, he probably is uncomfortable that you even discuss with him what he likes, because what he does is not relevant to the public sphere. Whether he likes golf or doesn't like golf is totally irrelevant to this conversation, right? So you're a lobbyist and you're trying to go in there. So what shaychus that he likes golf? You shouldn't be addressing him about his personal life. So rather you say, you are a commissioner who wants to see the good things happen for your constituency. And as such, golf is very important to our people. And you see, our people are going to require us, they're going to benefit so much if we have a golf here. And it's good for the municipality that you rule, that you reside over, to allow this to happen, because you care about the people here. So you're not talking to him about himself, or you're not talking to him as a human being, as a person besides, his role. You're talking to him just as far as his relationship with the municipality, right? So in other words, there's who he is, and then there's the way that he is relating to the municipality, right? So kavyochel, obviously, just as a crude mashal, I'm saying, is that when we address Hashem, we cannot address Hashem directly, because it's inappropriate and we have no shaychus or tfisa in addressing Hashem directly. But we have to realize we're not addressing Hashem's midos either. That's what he's trying to make the balance. We're addressing Hashem insofar as his ratzon is to rule over us and to interact with the world. So in that midah that you have a ratzon to interact with the world, that's the midah that I'm addressing. I'm addressing you're the melech olam. I'm not addressing that you're the Ein Sof, and I'm not addressing your midah. It's not either. I'm addressing this. I'm addressing the Hashem who's the melech olam. And that's why you have to say melech olam in the bracha, by the way. Because if you don't say Melech Olam, then what are you saying? Baruch Ata Hashem? Who are you to talk to Hashem? You can't talk to Hashem directly. You can only talk to Hashem in his role as Melech Olam, in his role as residing over us, as ruling over us. And his ratzon is to have a relationship with us and to interact with us. And why does he want that? That's one of the big secrets of the creation, why he wants that. Makes no sense that he should want it, really. Because we have nothing to gain. He has nothing to gain from us. right? But at the end of the day, that's the Ratzon Hashem, is to have created the world in this way. So since that's the Ratzon Hashem, to have created the world in this way, so now we have a right to address him in that way. But we have no right to address him when we're dealing with him himself. Okay, I'm sorry if this is deep stuff, but that's just that's where it is. So I hope it's clear, you know, because this is it's very dark what he's saying here. Again, there's on the one hand there's the Hashem himself. We cannot address Hashem himself. On the other hand, there's only the Midos, but that's Chassam Sofer says you cannot do that either. So the way we address Hashem is we're addressing Hashem, but we're addressing Hashem as his relationship, as his role in being the Melech HaOlam in dealing with our world. And therefore, that's why when we say the Nusach HaBracha, it's back and forth, because it's a little bit of both. It's Hashem himself, but only in this world. Hashem as the Melech. So there's this back and forth, and that's why the Nusach of the Bracha is unclear, or is at least, you know, inconsistent. So, I'm just going to read some of the words in the beginning of Perek Dalet. So if you have the book, you could read there in Perek Dalet, in, you know, the second gate, fourth chapter, is the way he describes this in detail. So, you know, obviously he's going to do a better job than saying it than I am. I just paraphrase it. But he says like this, the time Moshal Dover, the reasoning behind it is Shenichlal b'chol bracha shnei b'chinos anal. In every bracha, there are these two aspects. Ki yisod pinas emunaseinu hakdosha, the principle, the foundation of our emuna is shekol magamas kavanas libeinu b'chol abrachos, our direction, our focus in every bracha and tefillah, ach rak liyechido sh'olam, is only to address Hashem himself. We have to be talking to Hashem. Adoin yachid ein soif baruch hu. Omnam, however, lo shanu medabrim a love kaviyachol al atzmuso, but we can't be talking to him as he is, bebechinas hayoso mufshat umufrash, the way he is, you know, independently of the world. The way Hashem was before the world was created, before he had that ratzon to create the world. Because then we wouldn't be able to address him at all. Vigam, that the only reason we have a right to address HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he has a ratzon for us to address him. V'lachain, and that's why we say, Ata Hashem Melech HaOlam, you are the Melech, Pirish. Why is that important? Because your ratzon was to create the world, and to connect to the world, and to rule over the world. Lizos, therefore, bakashasenu, our bakasha is sheyitbarech makor haratzoy, that the ratzon should be blessed, lamluchu kein la'almen, that you should be able to remain the king forever. Okay, so that's what he says. And he says, you need to say that, because again, the existence of mitzvos only exists in that realm. Let me explain. Because if you're dealing with Hashem himself, it makes no difference whether you do mitzvos or not. Hashem doesn't benefit, the Gemara says, whether you shecht from the front of the animal and you eat it, or shecht from the back of the animal and eat it. It's not going to malo morid to Hashem. It's only malo morid in this area that Hashem created a system that his rotzon was that we should interact with him in that way. And therefore, that's where it matters how we do it. But if you want to deal with Hashem himself, it doesn't make sense to say it would matter how we would do things. So it's the rotzon of Hashem, that's where it matters. And the rotzon is the next step. Okay, this is, like I said, both deep. It's dark. It's very dark. It's deep. It's risky also. Because if you don't say it right, you could be saying something totally wrong, you know. So I'm gonna, you know, if this is too much, you know, I'm gonna try to summarize a little bit the next little bit to see if we can get back to the point. But this is actually very fundamental, so we'll do our best. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Right.
What was that, Doc?